apparently the Atlanta Braves hate America.
Is that right?
Yep. Did you see what they did yesterday?
I did not.
Set fire to the American flag.
Excuse me?
Yeah, it was an accident. They had, at the stadium, they have fireworks that go off, you know, that light up
and
before the game.
And the fireworks lit the flag on fire?
Yeah, the fireworks caught the Old Glory on fire. And they did the right thing. They pulled the flag down, they put it out, and then they disposed of it properly. I think they incinerated it. But, apparently Atlanta Braves.
Whoops.
Anti-American, America's first communist baseball team.
Move the fireworks a little bit farther away.
Yeah. Does he still own the Braves? Does Turner still own the Braves? I know he's out of TBS.
I do not believe so.
Yeah, I don't think he does. I don't think he does. What does he own?
He's retired on his ranch in Montana or Wyoming or wherever. One of those places up there.
Yeah. Okay. I think Ted Turner, if I'm not mistaken, is the second largest landowner in one of those states,
Montana
or Wyoming.
Yeah, one of them.
Second, just behind the government.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. Anyway, so there it is. That's why we hate the Atlanta Braves, because they hate America.
Oh, stop it.
Packers announced their preseason lineup, didn't they?
Yeah, and for the second year in a row, the first home game of the exhibition season will be on a Friday night, the first Friday night of high school football in the state of Wisconsin. Packers and the NFL are tone deaf when it comes to this, that they schedule these exhibition games on Friday nights.
Well, they know that the draw for the NFL is more than high school football.
I understand that, but there shouldn't have to be a conflict. Play them on Thursday, play them on Saturday. You don't have to play them on Friday.
Thursday. Thursday would be okay because they do some NFL games later in the season on Thursday on football.
Sure. Yeah.
I would go along with that.
And you know what? The preseason games
are useless
so bad
anyway. Yeah, they're just horrible.
If I had a choice between, say, seeing my kid play high school football and a Packers preseason game, I'd go to the high school game. I mean, in some of these preseason games, the starters play only the first quarter, or they play only the first two series of the game, and then
I don't even watch preseason football on TV. It's just horrible.
The preseason games are essentially glorified tryouts
for a handful of guys.
Yeah. Right. It stinks that you have to pick between watching a Packer game and watching a high school game. For preseason, I'd watch the high school.
Well, even if you didn't have a kid playing, but it's really
NFL preseason football is, and that's why they've talked about cutting back on the amount of preseason games.
Well,
the coaches don't like that because they say they need all four games to decide who's going to make the team. Well, for most teams, there aren't that many spots open. I don't think you need a whole training camp and four games to make that determination, but that's what they say.
Well, anyway, they thanks for the insight in that, though. I didn't know that there was a conflict, but we'll see what we can do to fix that.
Yeah, like we can do
anything. No. We have the power. We have the power, obviously. It's the morning show.
Yeah.
Looks like the Ultimate Warrior died of a heart attack.
No surprise there.
Yeah, sources say he was walking through an Arizona hotel with his wife on Tuesday when he clutched his chest and collapsed. Now, my understanding is that was part of his routine. He would fake an injury or something like that?
No, he would beat on his chest like Tarzan. He would flex his gigantic muscles and beat on his chest.
You say that with a little too much, I don't know, interest. He never recovered. Meanwhile, witnesses say...
Wait a minute. You weren't a wrestling fan when you were a kid?
No.
Really?
No.
Wow.
The closest I ever got to watching wrestling was Gordon Solie. I watched him do it, and my sister...
Fabulous interviewer, Gordon Solie.
Believe it or not, my sister used to do parts delivery for the Tag Team Brothers. That was the Briscoe Brothers?
Okay.
They owned an auto parts store.
You have ties to professional wrestling.
They owned an auto parts store in the Tampa area.
Uh-huh.
And kind of like a salvage yard, right? And these local mechanics and stuff would call them and say, hey, we need a generator for a 1972 Buick, whatever. And they would have her deliver it.
Hulk Hogan is from the Tampa area.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
He was a bouncer at a bar down there and played bass in a band before he became a wrestler.
Did you ever see his reality show that was based on his home life?
Is that where he lived down there? Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
but, I met the Briscoe brothers. And when I would, you know, hang out with my sister and kind of ride with her, do her deliveries and that kind of stuff. But no, I never.
Yeah, the death of the Ultimate Warrior, though, not a surprise. I mean, obviously a huge user of performance-enhancing drugs back in the day, and one of the things that happens when you abuse steroids is you can get an enlarged heart.
Yeah.
And that apparently is what happened.
It appears at this time that there was no drugs or alcohol as a factor in his death, immediate death. Now, like you said,
this is long-term damage.
Yeah, long-term case, there probably was. So
there it is. Probably, you guys probably have no idea who Steve Crist is. Crist is probably a name that doesn't mean anything to you.
Mm-mm.
No.
In the horse racing world, he is a legendary handicapper known as the King of the Pick Six.
Mm-hmm.
That's a bet where you must pick the winners of six races in a row.
And you win a big jackpot.
You can win easily jackpots that go into the mid-six figures. A lot of times they'll be $200,000 or $250,000. He's taken down the Pick Six in New York several times. And has now suffered a heart attack after his latest win.
He won too much?
Took down the Pick Six 2 or 3 days ago and suffered a heart attack that night.
Too much excitement.
Steve Crist was for a time the publisher of the Daily Racing Form. That's the racing newspaper where you go and see how the horses have run in the past.
Now, does that give you real information, or is it just, you know, kind of a waste of time?
Cannot play the races intelligently without the Daily Racing Form.
All right.
It's how you could separate who's at the track and playing seriously and who's just throwing money around.
You ever won big?
I don't bet enough. How do you attack the Pick Six? Well, I'll take three horses that have a chance of winning in the first race, and five more in this. So he's putting together tickets that cost $1,000.
Oh, yeah.
But he could win $200,000.
Yeah, and you're not willing to risk it.
And because I'm not rolling into the track with $1,000, I don't get to play like that.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I, my brother and I, we went to Vegas and had this grand idea. We were going to play the $100 slot machine. And we both had $500.
15 minutes later, you're busted out.
15 minutes.
2 minutes later, probably.
Yeah, we both rolled into town with $500. That was our gambling budget. $500. Went to the window. All right, went to the cage, and got $100 coins to play in the slot machine. We were going to play the $100 slot.
Did
each
the
one
cashier
of the,
say, "Welcome, suckers"?
You had $500, and you were going to play the $100 slots. Well, that's
didn't say I was sober at the time I made
insane.
The decision. Yeah, it was dumb. And
come on, brother, five pulls. Yeah, let's win this thing.
We're supposed to. Yeah, we figured five pulls each, and we would split the pot. That's what we were thinking. Five pulls each. 10 pulls.
That should be a winner.
Heck yeah!
There
you got
to
win something.
To split, right?
Nothing.
So you were picking up scraps out of the garbage to eat for the rest of the weekend, and
we were
smoking
so,
cigarette butts out of the gutter.
We rolled into Vegas. We had a great night. We checked into the hotel the next day after being up partying all night long, and we came up with this great idea at that point of the trip, and went down, cashed out, you know, got our chips, went to the machine. Man, we were just jacked up.
Never make gambling decisions after 12 vodka and tonics.
And no. Jack Daniels is mine. Anyway, and I look in the thing, and I looked at him, I said, well, how much can we get for the lint that's left in this tray? Nothing. Nothing.
Right.
Absolutely nothing. And the rest of the trip was a little bit of a letdown.
You think?
Just a little.
Being in Vegas with no money was a little
bit of a
letdown?
I didn't say I didn't have any money. I said I didn't have any more gambling money.
Right.
You gotta go in
and
know what
you're
doing.
You were able to segregate it from one to the other, huh?
An hour later. Knock at the hotel. Security, you guys are out in an hour, or we're throwing you out.
Anybody in love? Yeah. Very cool. I'll tell you something about me. When I'm in love, the day I realize I have fallen in love with the girl, I have her write down her measurements for me. And that way I always know those were her measurements the day I fell in love with her. And then the day I fall out of love with her, I murder her to death. And I measure her body, and I put them both together, and those are my lotto numbers. Yeah. Take a chance. That's a lot of people do birthdays, my maiden's name. That's my weird little peccadillo. Haven't won yet. Haven't won yet. Still looking for the lucky lady. Ow. We'll talk.
The Wisconsin Morning News to start your day.
Feedback at 8.
The biggest talkers.
And did we mention baseball?
There's only one station that delivers it all.
Every day.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.